Open up with me in your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Allow me to take a few moments to explain some of what happened this afternoon. We had gone out to lunch, and right before we had gone out, we had stopped in the parking lot, and I thought I heard a hissing noise as if air was coming out of one of my tires. And so I thought, is it out of one of my tires or the car I parked next to? Or is it some sound that's far away that just sounds like it's nearby? And so I'm trying to listen, and I don't hear the source exactly. And then the owners to the car next to me come up and say, well, I hope it's not my car. I hope it's not yours either. And so that kind of made me want to go inside and not worry about it. Well, we come back after lunch. The front passenger tire, completely flat. Completely flat. And so we looked in the car to try to replace that. And it's a good thing we actually had gone out, too. Because if we hadn't gone out and that had happened, then we wouldn't have been so close to Walmart, because we were close by Walmart to be able to help us out like that. So it's a good thing that we were out. So that was all right. So what ended up happening is I look in the back there to see what all the stuff that we have to put the spare tire in, and there's one important piece missing. There's a jack. There was a lug wrench, all right? And then there's this other piece, I didn't quite know what it was or what it was for. It baffled me. And that was it. So, there was a spare tire, yes. There was a spare tire, but the spare tire was underneath and it was attached. The problem is it was missing an extension arm, and so Victoria looked in the instructions and realized that there needs to be an extension arm there, and that extension arm would have helped with a jack, because the only way to get the jack cranked up to hook up to the thing, you need that extension arm to crank it. You need that extra torque, right? With a long arm like that. And I couldn't get that. I could get the jack up there to the spot where it was supposed to be, but it just wasn't working. Well, then we looked at the place where you're supposed to lower the spare tire. Because you need to lower the spare tire is underneath the car, and you need to release something to lower it. And that was apparently attached to the extension arm. So even if we could get the jack up as high as we could to take the wheel off, to get the tire off, there's no way to get the spare tire off. What to do? Well, it ended up being a comedy of errors I don't have time to get into right now. we might talk about it after services, because this all has a point to this lesson. This, by the way, explains why Seth is so grumpy right now, because he didn't get a chance to nap until we were done, and we didn't have a chance to get done until about 5:10 or so, when it was all said and done. And so then we just came straight here after that. And so he slept in the car on the way here, and then slept in the car until it was time to start. And so he's a bit grumpy. He had less than an hour nap. So anyway, that's why he's so grumpy. But this all has a point. That one little piece. I say little, it's probably, I don't know how long it would be. I'm guessing the extension arm is about that long, about a foot or so. That one piece, how important and essential it was to help get the job done. I didn't look ahead of time to make sure that I had all the parts I needed to get the spare tire off, to get the other tire on and replace the tire. I didn't make sure I had all the parts, and I should have. It's one of those things I don't often think about, because I assume it should be taken care of already. That's what happens when you buy a used car sometimes, I suppose. As there are parts and pieces missing that you don't expect there to be. My point is preparation. Preparation. I should have been more prepared for that eventuality. You know what? We need to be prepared for eternity. And the thing is, yeah, as Victoria looked at the instruction manual, we have our instruction manual. Our instruction manual is right here. Do you know what the some people have kind of they kind of taken the name the letters to Bible, BIBLE, and turned it into an acronym for something? Do you know what it is? Basic instructions before leaving Earth. It's kind of cute. It's catchy. I like it. Basic instructions before. This is our instruction manual for getting us to heaven. Make sure that we are ready. There isn't a Walmart nearby to make sure that we can get our stuff taken care of. In order, you know. But there are churches nearby. Churches, the Lord's church is nearby wherever you are that can help you with this. And we got to make sure that we are prepared. We are ready. And that's where we get 2 Corinthians chapter 5. For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven. If indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life. Now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. So we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, yes, well pleased, rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Therefore, we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well-pleasing to him. There we go. Let us be well-pleasing to him. He has, you know, we talked about this on Wednesday, John 14, 1 through 4. He has prepared the place for us already. He's made those proper preparations. Are we prepared to meet him? Have we made the proper preparations? Have we looked inside the back of our spiritual cars to make sure we have all the things necessary? I hope so. I hope so. And that leads us also to 2 Corinthians 13 and verse 5, to examine yourselves, test yourselves, whether you are in the faith. Another concept where we look at ourselves constantly to make sure we are where we need to be. Make sure we have all the things necessary to help us. To make sure that our sins are taken care of. That was a constant refrain from one of my teachers at the school of preaching I was at, especially when we went through 1 John. Making sure that our sins are taken care of so that we are forgiven, so that we can have and secure that place in heaven. How do we do that? Well, at the end of this chapter, verse 20, Paul writes, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God were pleading through us, we implore you, on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God." This is the invitation. This is the invitation that we give. So it's not our invitation, just like it wasn't their invitation. It is on Christ's behalf. It is Christ's invitation. He offers that invitation to all men so that we might be reconciled to God, so that we can be well-pleasing to him and be reconciled to him, have our sins washed away. How do we do that? Well, I believe everyone here who is accountable has done what's needed to have their sins washed away initially. And that is, of course, to believe in Jesus, to repent of your sins, to confess the name of Christ, and to be baptized for the remission of your sins. And if you haven't done that, especially because the people who are here, who are accountable, have, Those on the live stream may or may not have. I don't know who all is watching. But if you need to make that done, if you need to get that done, let us know and we can help you. We can help you. There may not be a Walmart nearby, but there's a church nearby. Walmart may have baths big enough, but I don't know. Do they sell baths? Lowe's. Lowe's might be able to. In any event, there's a church nearby who can help you obey the gospel. And I encourage you to make use of that. At the same time, we're here to help those who are in need to obey the gospel, to be reconciled to God. And I encourage you to make that reconciliation so that your sins can be taken care of. And if you are a child of God, if you've already obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, I encourage you to make things right with him if they are not already. Please make the preparations needed. So that when the trials of life come, you can be ready. When the end of life comes, you're ready. Please, if you have a need this evening, come forward as we stand and as we sing.